This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Texas hope to press charges against a second suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl on December 30th as she was riding in her family's car on a highway near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez saying that 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder for her death, but he has said that a second person was also involved. As for the red pickup truck that Jasmine Barnes' sister had claimed to have seen around the time of the shooting.
We believe now that that red truck and the driver is most likely just a witness, either by sight or sound, to what actually transpired.
But the sheriff stresses,
we still want that individual to come forward because perhaps they could now shed some light.
At day 17, it's now the third longest partial federal government shutdown in history, and there doesn't appear to be a solution coming anytime soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An award show last night called by some the pre-Oscars. At the 76th annual Golden Globe Awards, Bohemian Rhapsody, the saga about the rock band Queen, ended up winning the year's Best Motion Picture Drama. And actor Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for portraying Freddie Mercury, the band's frontman.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime.
The real Freddie Mercury died back in 1991, while Green Book, the account of a true life road trip through the Jim Crow South, winning the award for Best Comedy or Musical. And Christian Bale took home a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Comedy for his portrayal of former VP Dick Cheney in Vice. Actor Kevin Spacey is to make an appearance in a courtroom in Massachusetts today to be arraigned on a sexual assault charge after allegedly groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket in 2016. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
U.S. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer says any talk of impeachment of President Trump are really just a distraction.
No, I don't think an impeachment process is inevitable, and that's not what we're focused on.
Like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a CBS interview, the Maryland Democrat Hoyer said on NBC's Meet the Press that he encourages members to let Special Counsel Robert Mueller complete his investigation before there's any talk of moving on to impeachment. He wants Democrats to concentrate on issues like voting rights, campaign finance reform, health care, and other topics that he says propelled the party to the House majority in last year's midterm elections. Disneyland's increasing ticket prices to its theme parks again. Effective immediately, the California park is increasing the price of the least expensive one-day ticket by $7 to $104. Single-day park hoppers are up $14 to $199. And for college football fans, it's akin to the Super Bowl. Alabama and Clemson will be battling again tonight in the college football playoff national championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. The Crimson Tide and the Tigers have faced off in the title game two of the last three seasons, with each of them winning once. And remember, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Along with us, as always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Thank you so much. With us right now, we've got Bruce Thatcher. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, and we're going to be talking about the petty politics getting in the way of a common sense border security solution. Bruce, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Great to be here.
Always good to have you with us, Bruce. Bruce, this whole debate, I mean, it was not a debate. I mean, it's just absurd that we're, we're getting into semantics here over a wall. Is it a barrier? What it's all about? I mean, this has been so politicized. I think Main Street America is seeing clearly what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing, claiming that, they're so interested in, the people that are affected by this government shutdown. But, you know, what are they doing? What are their ideas that they're bringing forth? They're only just saying, well, this isn't going to work, and that the wall's immoral. I mean, I guess the Vatican is immoral for the walls that they have then, huh?
Well, you gotta, I think to understand what's going on, you have to strip away all the posturing. The Democrats and D.C. establishment, deep state, whatever you call them, they hate Trump. That's at the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
They hate Trump, the outsider, and they're going to do anything they can to make sure he doesn't get elected to a second term. And that's what this is all about. Nothing comes ahead of that, not border security, not immigration reform, not even things that the left particularly wants, like DACA. Anything will get sacrificed for that objective. And if they can't oust him with impeachment, then I don't think they can, then he's got to be made to look bad enough from every angle so that he can't win election to a second term. The only things that are going to modify that behavior are maybe credible indications that the American people are getting wise and may turn them out of office in 2020. So The idea that the American people are getting sick of this is pretty key to it. And who they end up blaming has a lot to do with who's going to blink first, Trump or Pelosi.
Well, there's, it looked for a while there, and I think, we along with whether it was Rush or or Ann Coulter were yelling and screaming when the president was almost going to accept the offer from the Senate that did not include any kind of border wall, because it's like, here we go again. The Democrats saying, hey, we'll do this, we'll take care of it. I mean, they've been doing this since Ronald Reagan, and you can go back before then as well. They have no sense of integrity for any promises that they make, at least that I can put my hat on, Bruce. What do you say?
Well, I think that's what recent history shows. You can't trust a promise. You can't trust the politician's promise, except maybe the exception of that has been Trump's performance, in that he made a lot of promises during campaigns, all politicians do, and he's keeping a bunch of them, and he's trying to keep this one also about providing a wall. He has a lot to gain if he keeps that promise. He doesn't have anything to lose by keeping the promise or insisting that border security be made. Giving Pelosi and Schumer what they demand is not going to change the ongoing Democratic obstruction and attacks. They'll continue no matter what he does and no matter what they promise, and giving in isn't likely to gain him any votes in 2020. It may actually cost him votes, I think. Giving in is not likely to help any 2,000 Republican candidates either, I think. Giving in, he holds the cards on this, because giving in has no advantage for Trump or the Republicans. But Pelosi and the Democrats, I think, have more to lose if they miscalculate the American people going forward.
Because, well, the American people are getting smarter and smarter. I mean, not to mention the fact that we still keep having citizens murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants, whether we're talking about the policeman in Northern California that was just buried, and or, you know, this young man, a 22-year-old young man, tragically killed out of Knoxville, Tennessee, the son of a fire chief there, at the hands of an illegal immigrant. The opioid crisis, heroin, the addiction that continues in the country, sex slavery. I mean, let's go down all the list of bad things that are happening in our country because of the porous border. And the Democrats want to say, well, but you know, we got more people flying in, you know, than at the border. But look at this as part and parcel. This begins to make a statement that if we're not going to take care of the border, then why should we care about who flies in or any other means that they happen to get into this country? You know, the system is broken, but all the Democrats want to do is talk about the system being broken, because the broken system, I would say, Bruce, serves them more than it does the American citizen. Now, is that a fair statement?
I think it is. The establishment wouldn't have tolerated the continuance of our miserable immigration policies if it didn't serve their interest. And I think it serves the interest of the establishment to keep things the way they are, keep them in chaos. And you mentioned messages to continue to send mixed signals to the rest of the world that include, if you show up at the border or if you get in here illegally, you get to stay. You can build all the fences you want to. You can have all the port of entry security you want to at airports and elsewhere, but as long as that message is out around the world, it won't stop the influx of illegals. You've got to have an immigration policy that is unambiguous. Trump proved that, I think, shortly after he was elected, because in 2017 there was a big decrease of apprehensions at the border. And many people believe that the reason that happened was because all of a sudden the world was hearing Trump speak and say, right, we're not going to allow it.
Well, they knew a new sheriff was in town. And and so just like Iran realized when Ronald Reagan came into office, the free the hostages, you know, we don't want to have any problems here, because he means what he says. And this is what Trump is doing, is he's bringing veritas to the whole discussion and the perspective from a world view. And these people have a choice to make. I mean, look what's happening, Bruce, in Germany now. They're paying these immigrants, these migrants, to leave the country. I mean,
they're learning.
I mean, they've learned the hard way. Look what it's cost Angela Merkel and others there, not to mention its own citizens and, you know, the kind of things that have been going on in these other European countries. And it's happening here in the United States, but for some reason, we've got the liberals and the mainstream media continuing to support this kind of behavior, which stands in the face and against, blatantly, the values of what our U.S. Constitution enumerate quite clearly, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to pick it up from there. Bruce Thatcher is with us. We've got more from Bruce on the other side of the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
To Bill Martinez Live.
Here we come, the wrestling of the list of three. Here we come, the one dream of fear to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and
Martinez live.
Hey, nothing like a good whistling to, you know, lighten you up a little bit. I know with all this seriousness and wackiness that's going on in our government today, that's what we need, a good whistle. What do you think? We just need to wassail around here for a while, because otherwise, you know, but this is serious stuff that we're talking about. And you do need to have a moment to, you know, kind of laugh at it at the same time. But understand that as citizens of America, I mean, our founding fathers said, look, it, we're putting this government in your hands. And its veracity, its longevity is up to you. Whether or not you can continue to hand the baton from, you know, to onto the next generation is the fate of this republic. And Bruce, I don't know that we've ever, you know, we always think that the most recent crisis is the worst crisis ever. I'm sure historically there have been other points when, you know, well-meaning citizens and compassionate citizens have said, wow, this is absolutely dire, but we're definitely at a crossroads here today in America, are we not?
Well, I think we're at a crossroads, and you're right to point out, historically there have been many occasions where what was going on in Washington was absolutely paralyzing because there was so much animosity between the parties as they may have existed at the time, and everybody was playing for their own interests. That hasn't changed very much. And yet out of all of that sort of thing, we have continued to have an ever stronger republic, that is based upon freedom, liberty, and individuality, and it has been a model for the world, a model for the world. But I worry, as you do, that some of these things, that there's a trend downward, because every time we go through one of these things now, it seems to think that some residuals stay with us. And every time we're starting from a slightly lower thing. So I think the American people will have to get up in arms, as they say, and do something dramatic to get this turned around. If you look at immigration as one of the many things that are at issue, the people have to vote in a strong enough majority at all levels of government on one party or the other, and I presume, I think I prefer it's the Republicans, but it could happen with the Democrats too, to pass a comprehensive immigration reform. It's not going to happen with some senator or something saying, okay, here's something six of us have gotten together and said, and we ought to do this.
Right.
It's a much tougher process than that. And until that happens, we're going to continue to have all these little, I guess I shouldn't call them little, but all of these specific, sometimes fringe things going on, and we have to do the best we can with those.
Well, it's symptomatic of the core problem here, Bruce, and you wrote about it in your latest book, Rise and Decline, where we are and what we can do about it, is that, you know, to your key issue here is we have to know what it is that we agree on. What is it that really unifies us? And that is a moment that we need to pause and really consider across this country. What is it that we as Americans want most of all and demand that absolutely is core? Now, I say simply it's our U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, but I'm not sure that today's Americans really understand and embrace the value of it, because they're walking in the dark and they're wondering why we're in chaos. And I maintain the reason we're in chaos is because we've untethered ourselves from these core principles.
I think that's absolutely correct. And going along, corollary with all of that, is that I firmly believe the majority of Americans aren't even aware that we're in chaos. The majority are so disconnected, buried in their video games and virtual reality and all kinds of of side issues, they pay no attention. They're literally not aware. And exactly. So being not aware, they allow anything to happen as long as it doesn't interfere with their own particular situation at the moment. And somehow or other, starting in the schools or starting wherever we need to, Americans need to be made more aware of our founding values, what they've done for us and what they will do for us and what the rejection of them is costing us.
If we're going to support public schools, Bruce, why don't we have a say in the curriculum to where civics and these issues, these core issues of our government are taught in class, and enough of all this other, you know, touchy-feely type of academia that's being thrust upon in place of these clearly most important critical learnings that need to be put out there?
These schools are political, public schools are political entities, and they're controlled by political bodies. I'm not even talking about public school boards, although that's a very important part of it at the local level. Mm-hmm. Curriculums are decided and controlled in many states at the state level by political commissions or political education operations, and they are subject to all of the lobbying and social tinkering process that is rampant in our society today. You can't in the schools, you can't get away with the things that I experienced when I was going to school, which kept me in line for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, this is our point. We made this earlier, Bruce, that, you know, our education systems have been dubbed down in such a way that the kids coming out of school have been purposely retarded. I mean, because they're only able to argue a certain aspect of, you know, of the topic. And otherwise, if you're outside of their mainstream, then you're shouted down, you're marginalized and invalidated. And where can you go today? I mean, most of the campuses have converted over. And, you know, my additional problem, not only is academia failing to do and live up to its its objectives and its mission, is I'm really upset with the mainstream media. I mean, they're supposed to be the ones. I mean, over the holiday, I did have a chance to go see that movie, The Post, which Meryl Streep starred in. And I thought, wow, I mean, where's The Post today? I mean, you ought to watch the movie. All publications should watch that movie and be invigorated as to what their purpose is all about, because they have abandoned that core mission on behalf of we the people.
The media have been given a privileged position in our country and in our Constitution through the First Amendment, the freedom of press. And I think they have not shepherded that properly.
Well, I, without a doubt, and at our expense, Bruce. And the thing is I'm saying to them, do your job. We need you to do your job. That's fine that you have some, you know, we all have inclinations and prejudices. It's okay. But do the hard work. Study to show yourself approved. Go out there and find the facts and report them honestly.
And I believe that if media that chooses to do that will actually build a bigger client and customer base.
I agree. Totally. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past. Thank you, Bruce.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Texas hope to press charges against a second suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl on December 30th as she was riding in her family's car on a highway near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez saying that 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder for her death, but he has said that a second person was also involved. As for the red pickup truck that Jasmine Barnes' sister had claimed to have seen around the time of the shooting.
We believe now that that red truck and the driver is most likely just a witness, either by sight or sound, to what actually transpired.
But the sheriff stresses,
we still want that individual to come forward because perhaps they could now shed some light.
At day 17, it's now the third longest partial federal government shutdown in history, and there doesn't appear to be a solution coming anytime soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Sway, you like us, fresh and independent. Here I am with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. David Chase is back with us, author of The Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call, co-founder of Health Rosetta, nonprofit which accelerates adoption of simple, practical, nonpartisan fixes to our healthcare system. David, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Happy to be back on. Thanks so much.
Well, of course, with the border crisis, a lot has been focused on, you know, opioids. The stream of illegal drug activity from our southern border. What's your viewpoint on this?
Well, that's a, you know, there's a symptom of a symptom. You know, we've got the fact that the opioid crisis is so pervasive in our system, and now they have so many people addicted. It's, you know, people are taken advantage of one way or another, whether it's fentanyl from China or heroin from Mexico. These are symptoms of most of these started with prescription opioids. As the it got harder to get those, it became easier, unfortunately, to get the illegal form of opioids, and we're definitely paying the price for that.
Yeah, as you said, it started out in most part, you know, because it was prescribed. And then you get to that point where, you know, the physician says, hey, you've run a course, it's no longer. But meanwhile, what we've left in the wake of the prescription is an addicted individual. And so with somebody with that addiction, it's like, look at they've got to find, you know, they've got to find a solution. They've got to find an answer. And so the street, I mean, you talk about a perfect storm
I mean, it's almost like what was created by Big Pharma and our physicians was a windfall profit for illegal drug traffickers.
Yeah, I don't think that was the design, but it was certainly the result. Mm-hmm. And it's really unfortunate, you know, that there was a lot of fertile ground that was laid before that, you know, starting with how we really destroyed primary care in our country, you know, and so it created this dynamic where we have kind of a quick fix culture. And because primary care had been undermined, you have these kind of drive-by appointments. And then the docs were told these weren't addictive and so on. And boom, here we are. And it's not a easy thing to unwind, but it's also not rocket science. And pretty clear the cavalry's not coming from D.C. to fix it. And that's what you see communities and whether that's a employer or whether that's a town, they're stepping up. And that's where there's a lot of work ahead, but I'm actually encouraged by what I see.
Well, I want to hear more about that encouragement, Dave, because I think, you know, we got real people, real problems, real families here. People are dying, suicide rates, all this stuff. I mean, because they've become so desperate, and it's heartbreaking, you know, to hear these stories. And meanwhile, it's as if the, you know, I say Big Pharma is part and parcel of this because down the road, I think in our previous discussion, we had this. And what I see happening is that, you know, there's going to be an activated legislature that's going to go after Big Pharma, is going to slap a big fine on them. There'll be bazillions of dollars that'll be paid out, of which, you know, the people that were affected by opioids will get maybe 10 cents if they're lucky. And, you know, and it will continue to move on until the next crisis that was created because, meanwhile, Big Pharma has made enough money. They've got enough money in the war chest to handle, you know, this kind of, you know, this kind of penalty.
Yeah, if you look at 8 of the top 50 biggest companies in the Fortune 500, they actually, you know, besides the pharma companies, there's 8 companies involved in the supply chain of pharma. So these are some of the largest organizations, some you've probably barely even heard of if you're the average Joe. Mm-hmm. Yet there's a lot of money flowing. And as you say, you know, it's kind of the cost of doing business that they may look at it. And something that I'm really focused in on is really echoing your issue here is if the settlements are like the legislation where they just kind of nibble around the edges, we're not going to ever get out of this mess. I've actually got a couple meetings in the next 10 days with some attorney generals and state attorney generals and saying, look, you know, I think they are sincere that at least the ones I've spoken to, they do want to solve the problem. They need to understand the systemic nature of it and say, look, you know, when people show up at the emergency department with symptoms of being poisoned, of course you're going to stabilize them, but you got to go upstream and say, well, what's going on here?
Was exactly.
In the water? Is there some food poisoning? And if you don't go upstream, you'll just never fix it.
Why isn't there a sense of urgency on this, Dave?
Well, I think there is, but it's just it's just on the immediate in-your-face problem, you know, of the people who are sort of stereotypically on the street. And they're one part of it. But if you look at, I mean, we had an event recently we had fire chiefs out, and they said, you know what, these were folks in upper-income Chicago suburbs. Like, we're seeing it in every slice of demographics, but it's not always known because of the stigma around addiction and overdose. I know of many well-to-do professional people that overdosed and died, and it wasn't even reported as an overdose death. It was reported as a heart attack or something like that. And that's one of the challenges we have is there is a lot of stigma around addiction, and for some reason, we deal with it in one way on these issues when it's prescribed, and another way when, you know, we don't talk about people with diabetes as donut abusers or Mountain Dew abusers.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, they have, and their addiction is actually less severe. But it's, you know, it's also another form of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are waking up. I do see some urgency. But a lot of times it's just about that immediate issue, you know, and not the upstream, because they don't realize that the crisis isn't an anomaly. It is our system. And you look at benzos, which is the category of drugs for like Xanax and Valium and so on. A lot of the addictions now are combination of benzos and opioids, and it's a really wicked combination. And the benzos issue is pretty much where opioids were 10 years ago. And that's just another wake-up call of we have to go upstream to solve the problem or we'll never get out of it.
Dave, you know, when we talk about addictive behavior, I mean, is the response typical form, you know, that's you, that's not me, you know, for the families that deal with it, it's so overwhelming, you know, for them to deal with somebody who is showing signs of addictive behavior, the heartbreak, everything. I mean, it's like, how do you deal with this? It seems on so many levels that we're so ill prepared to deal with this kind of crisis.
Yeah, it's tough. And I mean, I'd say the a little bit of positive is you look at the opioid legislation, and it was almost, you know, 100%. It certainly wasn't a partisan issue because most people have been personally impacted. And then it's a question of what do you do? And, you know, the behavior when you're at that level of addiction is not a great behavior to be around. But I think there's also a recognition that this is, you know, essentially a form of mental health issue. And I think slowly but surely we're realizing that, you know, this is not a moral failing, you know, that it is something that, you know, in this case, a lot of times they're following doctor's orders.
Yes.
And if you talk to addiction researchers, they say the effect on the brain is very much like a traumatic brain injury, and it can be healed, but it's that level of damage to the brain, and so people aren't themselves. I mean, you certainly are aware of that with things like PTSD, you know, after a traumatic brain injury, but now people are starting to realize, wow, the effect is somewhat similar when you have this kind of addiction.
Exactly. Well, Dave Chase, author of The Opioid Crisis Wake-Up Call, co-founder of Health Rosetta Nonprofit, which accelerates adoption of simple, practical, nonpartisan fixes to our healthcare system. Dave, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Should old acquaintance be forecast and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old lang syne?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you and for you, just the way you like it, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to fight the good fight, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, let me direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, including all our interviews that you can go back and listen to at your own convenience. Download them, share them with your friends, enjoy, and look at it. If you have some comments, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We always love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, let us know your thoughts. This is your country, and we're fighting on your behalf. Hey, it is time for Bob Waliszewski. Yes, the world-famous Bob Waliszewski, Director of Media and Culture and PluggedIn.com for Focus on the Family. Mr. Robert, Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Happy New Year, Bill. We have to talk in January, and
yeah,
we are.
Exactly. All kinds of good fun. I mean, real quick, just a sidebar, the Golden Globes, I hesitatingly, and I kind of, it's like one of those, you know, car crashes that you just have to tune in every once in a while. You go, oh, I know where this guy, I don't want to hear it, you know, and caught little pieces and parts, and of course, it's just
Bohemian Rhapsody night.
Yes, exactly. Well, I didn't mind.
And I had even said that I was glad that the film, in my opinion, most people that watch it probably took it as a cautionary tale of a man who was famous, but behind the scenes, his life was falling apart, and it was tragic on so many, many levels. Now, I have a feeling a few people saw it as more of a glamorous thing, and I hope that's very, very few, because I really think the overall message was, you know, hey, if this guy had not partied as hard as he could, if he had not had so many partners, you know, he might have lived, he might be alive today, you know, yeah. One of those things.
Well, this was his choice. I mean, God gives us freedom of choice, and he knew it. He was warned about it. And said, heck with it, I'm going to go this way. I mean, there is a long line of very talented and gifted people. And this is what it reminds you of, that people, you know, look at our choices have consequences. And if we're going to live recklessly, then hey, look, it's, these are some of the, and it's heartbreaking because you think of the talent. But I also, you know, for some reason, Bob, when, you know, I listen to some of the music and I love some of the music of Queen.
I do too.
It's just absolutely genius. But
yeah,
there's,
no,
there's
very
certain
talented guy.
There's, well, guys, I mean, as a group,
guys,
I mean,
yeah, the whole band.
Oh my gosh, it's just unflippin' believable. But what I find myself doing is listening to the lyrics and the lyrics that he wrote, how he cried out for freedom. He was, you know, he knew he was lost, and he cried for that day when, you know, he could be free. And, you know, and this is the thing about, you know, call it what you want, you know, if you want to call it sin or whatever that you know that you do. I mean, God says that he implants on our conscience. He implants in our heart. Woven into our heart is this sense of right and wrong. And I believe that he knew what he was doing was reckless. But hell be damned. You know, nobody was the boss of him. And this is what happened, sadly. As you say, it's up to people individually to take away from that movie what they want. But clear, it's another sad story of many musicians who go down this way. And the line is long, right?
Yeah. And I hope Hollywood will in the future single out men and women who are a little bit more heroic, let's say. Mm-hmm. So a movie like Sully, you know,
yes.
He lands his plane in the Hudson and everyone survives. I, you know, that is, or Zamperini, you know, mm-hmm. and to show him in Unbroken and how he survived the torture of the Japanese and even on the raft. And see, I like films that concentrate on one individual's life lived well mm-hmm. rather than life lived poorly. And I understand a cautionary tale can preach, if you will, but boy, it's just, for me personally, I like it when there's somebody like a Zamperini and I watched and go, oh yeah, this mm-hmm. is a true American hero. And we all should strive to be more like him. You know, mm-hmm. those are my favorites, just to be
right.
To be blunt.
Well, I mean, I'm probably more entertained. I did stop into the movie house, but you know, as you say, our choice is our money and you can choose what to do about it. I wanted to check out Vice, for example. I had heard some things about it. Okay, well, let me check it out. I will tell you that if you are a conservative, you're not going to like the movie. I mean, it's the way they present Vice President Cheney and the president, George W. This is the left's view. I mean, this is Hollywood's view. And of course, you know, it got to get honored last night. Because Christian Bale won an award for playing, Vice President Cheney. But, you know, it's just, you know, that kind of stuff, there's going to be lots of it. But this is why many people like myself are getting turned off by what Hollywood wants to produce out there. And what a waste of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, so what did you think about Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins?
Yes.
You know,
I just like to say Mary Poppins. I don't know why. I'm fixated.
Mary Poppins Returns, for our listeners who need the information, is not a remake. It's a sequel. Mm-hmm. The two children of the first are now grown up, and Michael is the older son, has three children. His wife has passed. He says, big financial problems, and Mary Poppins shows up, not to help him financially as much as to help the kids through a rough patch.
Yeah.
It's a sweet story. It's
yeah, I mean, if she showed up to give him money, she'd have to be a Democrat. Just saying.
True.
Sorry.
It does go on.
Did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking.
Yeah, I think you did.
Oh, sorry.
That's a Bernie thing. Bernie's never found it. Something that he's not ready to.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine Bernie is Mary Poppins? there goes.
Anyways, now that said, I kind of like the original
just a little bit better than the remake, or not remake, I mean the sequel. But that's probably because of my age and the fact that I saw the original when I was a young boy, and I can still sing Supercalifragilistic and Spoonful of Sugar, and you know, some of those tunes are part of you know, they're in my psyche.
Exactly.
And so the new one was more of an entertainment, and I liked it, and I could say I could recommend it for families. And but there's a sweet spot in my heart for the Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke version.
Exactly.
By the way, Dick Van Dyke,
they were in it.
Up in this
right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, Aquaman is the number one film in the nation again. Listeners, it has now made $940 million,
wow,
counting global receipts.
Hey, we keep doing movies like that, we might be able to build a wall.
Or a fence.
Yeah, so whatever, you know, wall, fence.
He doesn't want to build a
barrier.
Or now he's going to a fence. Whatever, I'll take it, I'll take it. And Aquaman was a 3 out of 5, so it has some possibility. Mary Poppins, number 3, we mentioned that. Number 4 at the box office this past weekend was Spider-Man, the animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, is now up to $133 million. And, boy, we gave that one a 4 out of 5, so that one definitely has a possibility. And number 5 at the theater is Bumblebee, and I gave that one a 3.5. Didn't like the original Transformer films, but this one actually had a plot and pretty clean, and I think it has possibilities. Both Aquaman and Bumblebee, I would point out, when I say they're have possibilities, I'm thinking teenagers, not younger kids, but they were happy to do so. And I just probably ought to just warn our listeners that number 10, the most popular film in the nation, is Holmes and Watson, the Will Ferrell film. And unless they be tempted to think, oh, I think Will Ferrell is so funny, I liked him in Elf, I mean, you know, just saw that at Christmas, oh, I'm going to go see this one. This is an incredible, nasty, nasty, nasty film. It got a PG-13. It's one of those I shake my head and I walk out and go, you know, the MPAA raters were asleep at the wheel. It should have gotten an R. It didn't. But my word of warning is, well, even secular critics didn't like it. Only 4% freshness. 96% of critics did not like the film, and boy, I'm in that 96%.
Bob, has the MPAA ever, you know, amended a rating?
Yes, because sometimes they do it before the film actually comes out. So, for instance, the MPAA will rate something an R, and then the director will be able to go in and say, tone down the violence a little bit, or the sexuality, he'll tone it down just a fuzz, and then they'll run it back through the MPAA, and then sometimes the MPAA will get, okay, now it's a PG-13. And so, yes, they amend them that way.
I know that way, but I mean afterwards, if they've been on like Holmes and Watson, you know, that they would say, whoa, yeah.
I know of no situation where they've gone the other way, where like a public outcry said, hey, this is awful. You need to make it more strict. It's gone the other way, and it's because of editing, but I don't think it's like, oh, whoops, we messed up, you know. So,
hey, what about coming up your first quarter? I see a lot about Breakthrough. What else is on your radar?
Boy, that I've already seen, and I really like that, telling the story of a teenage boy, true story, fell through the ice in St. Louis and made it. And then we have Overcomer coming out, another faith-based film coming out in August from the Kendrick brothers, and they always do such a good
job. Exactly. We're out of time. We got to call it. It's a wrap.
Okay.
Bob Waliszewski, thank you, sir.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bye now.